Good afternoon. We still have a fair amount of humidity draped across the region this afternoon, and some energy left over from the trough of low pressure that started to push through late yesterday and last night. The combination of the two, plus a front that's washing out over top of us, will touch off more scattered showers and thunderstorms the afternoon hours today. This will primarily occur in southern parts of New York and New England, but we cannot rule out a scattered shower or thunderstorm over the higher terrain of northern sections of New York and New England either. It looks like temperatures, though, will have no problem reaching into the mid-80s for afternoon highs. Skies will be partly cloudy tonight. It will remain muggy, with just about everyone going back to the mid and upper 60s for overnight lows. A ridge of high pressure will temporarily build in for the day tomorrow. The heat and humidity underneath this high will touch off a few scattered showers or thunderstorms, but the headline for the new work week, at least the beginning of the week, will be the heat and humidity as highs reach into the lower 90s. A stronger trough of low pressure will approach for the day on Tuesday. More widespread showers and thunderstorms Monday night and Tuesday could lead to localized flash flooding in heavy downpours. Just the exact way that things pan out during the day on Tuesday could mean that some of the thunderstorms would be on the stronger side with gusty wind and heavy downpours as well. As we get into the middle of the week, it'll dry out nicely with an area of high pressure building in on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. We'll look for a mix of sun and clouds all 3 days with highs in the lower 80s, then climbing to the middle and upper 80s by the end of the week. Another front will make an approach with a chance of a thunderstorm on Saturday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, monsoonal thunderstorms will continue to bring the potential for flash flooding across the desert southwest and Four Corners through at least tomorrow. Winds from these storms may produce blowing dust that could reduce visibility, creating hazardous driving conditions. Meanwhile, scorching heat and critical fire weather conditions persist across parts of the west. Excessive heat warnings and heat advisories have been issued for the interior valleys of the west from Oregon southward into Northern California. The heat index in these areas will range from 100 to 110 degrees. Meanwhile, a front washing out over the Carolinas and into the deep south will be the focus for thunderstorms today. Most of these storms will be below severe limits. However, a couple of poorly organized storm clusters may form and persist into the early evening with isolated strong wind gusts, producing localized wind damage in the lower Ohio Valley and mid-Mississippi Valley. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly cloudy, warm and humid, a few showers and thunderstorms in the mid-80s. Boston, mostly cloudy, with a few showers and thunderstorms, upper 70s. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny, with highs in the lower 80s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 83 degrees, the average low, 62. The record high, 96, set in 1997, and the record low, 44, in 1950. Sunrise this morning was at 5:30 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:31 p.m., 15 hours and 1 minute of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds with a few widely scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the middle to upper 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near 70. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, scattered showers, and a thunderstorm possible today with highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds with a scattered shower or thunderstorm later today and highs in the mid to upper 80s. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the mid to upper 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, a scattered shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon, lower 90s. Showers and thunderstorms likely on Monday night and Tuesday, some with heavy rain, lower to mid-80s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 80s Wednesday. A mix of sun and clouds, lower to mid-80s Thursday and Friday. And another chance of a shower or thunderstorm Saturday with highs in the lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.